Weatherhood is a series of stories produced in collaboration with ChatGPT. Air quality is a crucial aspect of our daily lives that often goes unnoticed until it's compromised. For British Columbians, the Air Quality Index, AQI, is an essential tool that provides real-time information about the air they breathe. Understanding how to use the AQI and why it should be a part of their daily routine is key to maintaining a healthy lifestyle. The origin story of the Air Quality Index, a breath of fresh air. The AQI was born out of necessity. In the mid-20th century, as industrialization accelerated, so did air pollution. Recognizing the need for a system to measure and communicate air quality to the public, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, developed the AQI in 1968. The goal was to provide a standardized way to measure and report on the levels of common pollutants in the air, such as ground-level ozone, particulate matter, carbon monoxide, sulfur dioxide, and nitrogen dioxide. Understanding the Air Quality Index. More than just numbers. The AQI is a scale that ranges from 0 to 500, with each range corresponding to a different level of health concern. A lower AQI indicates good air quality with little potential to affect public health, while a higher AQI indicates poorer air quality with potential to impact health significantly. For instance, an AQI of 0 to 50 is considered good, meaning air pollution poses little or no risk. On the other hand, an AQI of 301 to 500 is deemed hazardous, indicating a health warning of emergency conditions due to the entire population likely being affected. Deciphering the Air Quality Index. A straightforward explanation. In British Columbia, AQI is determined using data about three common pollutants in the air. Fine particles known as PM2.5, ground-level ozone, O3, and nitrogen dioxide. Number 2. Special stations measure these pollutants in the air every hour. These measurements are then used to calculate the AQI. To assess if the air quality is satisfactory or not, scientists compare the amount of PM2.5 in the air over a 24-hour period to a standard level. If the PM2.5 level is higher than this standard, it typically signifies that the air quality is poor. However, there are instances when the AQI may not fully represent the air quality, especially during periods of heavy smoke. To address this, scientists in British Columbia have adjusted the AQI, introducing a system called AQHI Plus in March 2021. This adjustment provides a more accurate representation of air quality during smoky conditions. In summary, the AQI is a valuable tool that uses scientific data to provide information about the air we breathe, aiding us in maintaining our health. The AQI and the climate crisis, a tool for adaptation. As the climate crisis intensifies, air quality is becoming an increasingly pressing issue. Wildfires, a consequence of hotter and drier conditions, are becoming more frequent and severe in British Columbia, leading to periods of significantly reduced air quality. The AQI can serve as a crucial tool for residents to navigate these challenging conditions. By providing real-time updates on air quality, the AQI can help British Columbians make informed decisions about when to stay indoors, when to wear masks, and when it's safe to engage in outdoor activities. For example, on days when the AQI is high, individuals might choose to limit their outdoor exercise, close their windows, or use air purifiers indoors to reduce exposure to pollutants. In this way, the AQI is not just a tool for daily health management, but also a resource for adapting to our changing climate. The limitations of the AQI. A word of caution. While the AQI is a valuable tool, it's important to understand its limitations. The AQI is based on the concentrations of five major air pollutants regulated by the Clean Air Act. However, there are many other pollutants, such as volatile organic compounds and heavy metals, that are not included in the AQI calculation. Furthermore, the AQI does not account for the cumulative effects of exposure to multiple pollutants at once. Additionally, air quality can vary significantly within small geographic areas, meaning the AQI might not accurately represent air quality at a specific location. Therefore, while the AQI provides a useful general guide to air quality, it should be used with caution and supplemented with local and personal observations.